moments from the Polycast Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
That's true.
Dan. Where is Dan?
I discovered you.
That's what I call aggressive expansion.
Onto yourself. You discovered me, Dan?
I discovered you.
I'm next to all Anton.
Cue your body is Wonderland.
Okay. I discovered me as Sri Pada. Better settle there quickly.
Found a panther, y'all.
God.
Does he have the Celtic?
Dan, do you not know what I'm doing? You remember this from the last time I played with you?
By the way, I think...
What are you doing? No?
Take Hong Kong, because they're going to take Lake Victoria right away.
If I had to spend time looking through the various different Pantheon benefits, I would have beaten you to it. I'd had the exact same turn.
Oh,
on the far west. Yeah, I got my shtel.
Holy cow.
What is that? Noise.
Oh, it's feedback.
Oh, I just found Sri Pada.
Really? You're me, then.
Oh, no.
Hey, China.
Dibs.
Whoever gets to settle their first wins.
Well, I'm going to take over Hong Kong and have Lake Victoria siege in our Sri Pada.
Good. In that case, yoink.
Another Pantheon.
Oh, one with nature.
I'm right by Arabia.
Remember, Chris, Dan loves it if you spread your religion to his capital.
No! No pulling an eek. No.
Hi, Dan. Have a religion.
Well, let Matthew just show up.
All right, everyone else. Hey, if no one else is going commando, then I'm not going commando either. Fine.
Oh, well, I was going to.
Just for the fun.
Oh, for the fun, huh? Yeah.
Hi, Dan. You want a religion?
Four. Three.
Should we actually start or wait for
one? Oh, hey, Gandhi. Hey, Shaka. Oh, shit.
Have you ever noticed how Shaka is always next to Dan?
Yeah, that's the reason that, you know, Shaka
belongs. Roughly where Shaka belongs.
Actually, it's China's next to me, but... All right, so there's a Chinese to the west of me, Steve is to the northeast, to the northwest of Steve is India, to the northwest of China is Arabia, the north of them are the Zulu.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you and Steve have all the AIs over there.
Yay.
Oh, really?
More than likely.
No, yes, she was sending a settler towards where my second city's gonna be, and it was unescorted, so it's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, you don't
know.
Wow, that was bad.
We're all strong, independent black women. It's okay.
I just scared away India. They were trying to forward settle on me and grab some iron, but I managed to grab it.
Fine?
Yes, okay.
Steve?
Yeah?
Yeah.
After India,
you can just
Shaka
story
yours,
right that.
Because he's in the northern part of this right. side of the map. He'll be you.
Wow, India is really settling a lot.
I only see two cities from India. Oh, and Shaka just settled their second.
One, boom, two, Shaka-laka. Three cities right to my north. Just they settle another one just north.
Thanks for the 152 gold and 10 gold a turn for peace there, Wu.
Oh, I thought you just bullied the city state.
Same thing, really.
Hey, look, Yoshi. Izzy Ford settled you.
Yeah, I saw that.
All the forests of the world belong to Queen Xena.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we forgot to tell you, he's really heavy on the whole religious warfare, so good luck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a religion.
Well, that makes it pretty fun.
You don't need luck if you accept the truth that is Queen Xena.
My profits will make short work of that. Yeah, 35 feet per turn, and they're 25% cheaper.
But she has a bladed frisbee.
Washington built Great Wall.
No.
Oh, boy.
Look, Washington just got the Great Wall.
Where are you going with that, Saturday, Washington? Where do you think you're going with that Saturday there, Washington?
No, I'm just saying, oh, I'm no, because they're right next to me.
Yeah, and me. They're closer to me than they are to you. Now, excuse me, I'm going to go take me a Washington settler.
Yeah, that's a good point. They are closer to you, both of you, now. At the beginning of the game, they were closer to me, but, you know.
I'm going to go eat this settler of theirs. I got two compy bows, and I'm in nice defensive terrain. Come at me, bro.
Between all three of us, we just need to take care of him on our continent, and that's it, so.
I need to build up. Oh, he's trying to go past me. Trying to go past Harar, and go past Truro. I'll snipe him there. You do know I have 21 happiness.
Good, well, I had a deal with Izzy, and he just rejected
the thing about Star Trek, because there's literally 27 different universes, so.
Woo! I'm more happy.
Four settling on your
luxuries.
I think you're trying to give me a luxury I have.
I can't give you a luxury.
There are at
and there's the last religion.
China! Wow, really? Okay. This is going to be useful, because China's going to probably die this turn.
Okay. Where are you going, Dan? Are you going after Arabia?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm going after Arabia next.
All right, I'm finally in positive cash flow here, so I'm going to be gearing up to go against India.
Nice.
Dan?
Yes?
Where is the nearest city-state to me?
That would be Genoa, who is currently my ally.
Well, I'm not planning to take them.
Dan put that in there.
I need to trade a merchant with them, that's all.
Oh,
where is Genoa?
Oh, so you would like to take my city-state ally away from me? No, you wouldn't be able to do
Bunch.
That. It's to the northeast of Antium.
You're not going to tell me where Genoa is, are you?
I just told you it was northeast of Antium.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Antium. Oh, okay.
I was crunching my chip.
You can maybe you should listen to the answer before you crunch your chip.
I didn't know if you were going to talk to me, Dan. Fuck you.
I put your chips for you and smuzz them in your face.
Whoa. Canadian crime.
Hi, would you like some of the sacred salt of Xena?
No.
We will use your dyes to make Xena prettier. Oh, wait, what am I saying? That's not possible.
Oh, that's
dumb. Well, yeah, I know, because when you dress up a pig, you know, I mean...
I guess someone just got called on me.
Prepare to receive the truth.
Do not spread your religion to me. Please, okay, thanks.
I trust Izzy's missionary.
Yes, I see that.
The Holy Wars. You know,
having a really good time over there.
Welcome to Ish.
No. Ish.
Well, Izzy needs to learn that I don't want his religion.
I don't think you have any choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't really matter. Does.
After your missionaries like that, you're not going to get the
He's going to profit like 6 tiles from his capital. He has a choice.
Something else about today.
How's the war going, Dan?
War's going all right. One's
now
taken.
What,
Ixius? One left. Frickin' Arabian AI. Yeah, I know I'm staring defeat in the face. Alright, negotiate peace. What deal on this conflict? Peace for peace? None of your 16 gold per turn? None of your 945 gold in your treasury? Yeah, I don't think so.
And then, Arabia died. For a slow and painful death.
Pretty much.
And it watched as the puddle of blood around its eyes grew wider and wider, and slowly began to have difficulty breathing, as all things became difficult to see, and then the pain became excruciating.
Whoa.
Another trade route plundered. What the heck? Dan, keep your barbarians in line.
Okay, number one, that trade route did not involve me. Number two, they are not my barbarians.
Yes, they are.
Dan, I don't know if you noticed or not, but Izzy spread his religion to Medina.
I assume that was just auto-spread.
You assume
wrong. He took religious texts.
Yeah, natural religious movements.
No worry.
Yeah, the people of the East seem a lot more receptive to the one true religion than these heathens over here on my continent.
No, you're wrong. I'm not
That's
receptive.
Filthy heathens. Yeah. Not just heathens.
Dan, you should be pretty humanist considering you have, you know, two holy cities over there.
Oh, that one holy city, I will be purging that too.
If he is in all of me, because I have the most faith. Ah.
Hey, Izzy, I thought I told you to stop converting my city.
All I hear is blasphemy, blasphemy, blah, blah, blah.
Was that just auto-spread, or was that an active...
That was an active spreading spread. Religion.
Oh, that... Yes, Ig did this to me. I was patient, and then... I was patient until I wasn't, and then it was war.
I don't even know what city people are talking about. Who owns Kathmandu?
That'll be directly under Yoshi, and it's in kind of my sphere.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you may have noticed the map. You're kind of in a corner, and the rest of it is a big block of Denadia in the back.
Yeah, and you're trying to convert my stuff that is trying to follow Denadia.
You may have noticed the religious pressure.
I am protecting you from your own bad decisions.
The religious pressure is kind of getting up there.
Well, I'll have to make a real bad decision soon.
Someone's
you guys are taking this way too seriously. Every single one of you.
RDM, RDM.
Do I sound like I'm taking this seriously? Because I'm being totally, like, ridiculous.
It's roleplay. It's roleplay. Yeah. Let's roleplay together. We'll have fun.
Oh, my Lord, Christy, you're way the hell over there.
Yep. You want a religion?
Yeah, well, I got religion spreading to me like crazy. I got...
Like a rash. Because
I might get another prophet next turn if I'm lucky. I could send him over there.
Spread your religion.
Oh, I really, 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 really need drama and poetry so I can get some culture.
We've had drama for ages, but it mostly focuses around the adventures of a young princess.
In the Sea of Dance.
Yeah. That
oh, my.
My cursor is hovering over a certain button right now because somebody didn't listen to me when I told them not to convert my cities to their religion.
He's probably prepared, just so you know.
Oh, jeez.
Usually when someone is fishing for fight, they're at least ready to fight.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, Dino declared war on Izzy.
Fight, fight, fight!
He's religious.
He's fired.
Uh-oh.
Religion not, fight.
I didn't know that was allowed. He used the cleansing of heresy.
It's allowed.
And now we hear the violence inherent in the system.
It's an exception.
Minus 35 gold, Izzy. Wow. Wow. Izzy is losing 35 a turn.
Get out just worn out for this.
Oh, I'm interested to hear what these terms are.
User disconnected.
Oh, I
asked
for all of his cities.
You know, just a simple one.
Yikes.
And you said I was a jerk for getting Uber out of the game when he was about to win.
He has his experiment. Well. Oh, thank you.
I didn't actually take your cities away.
Just so you know, Steve, I have no intention of declaring war on either the other AI on our side unless you ask for assistance.
A.K.A. sell your own shit, bro.
No. I mean, I know Steve's been building up to do that, so I wouldn't want to just jump in and be like, hey, I'll join them.
Let me use all the cool stuff.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that, because I've had people do that to me in the past, and that's nasty. But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, do-do-do-do-do, it's all on your own, man. I'm just going to sit back here and not worry about it no more.
No more.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, both of you. Stop singing.
Stop singing, Jack.
I gotta stop singing for Matthew.
It's almost like I took heathen conversion for my missionaries because they're in passive-aggressive defensive mode.
Why? Because you built the wall of units between me and Izzy?
Yeah. There's a wall of missionaries.
You're keeping
that? Keeping the faith?
I'm just gonna line a missionary surrounding the freshly captured city.
Chris wants you to
declare
stop fighting.
Don't take that sass.
Stop fighting. You're ruining my birthday party.
I'll stop fighting when I have my city back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So.
The converted city in question converted due to religious pressure.
No, I profited it. I profited it before it was captured.
No, the one that started this war. The war was started under false pretenses.
Truro.
Their people read our holy book, the DVD collection remastered Xena.
It's something that's true.
And they converted.
I used a great prophet shot on it before I moved them on.
No, before the war,
he
declared war on me because I converted to city, and they converted of their own free will. So I'm coming to liberate my people from his oppressive regime.
No, the turn before you put a great prophet on Moscow.
The only great profits I've gotten this entire game have gone into creating and enhancing my religion.
Well, I had a great
profit. I love it.
I saw it with my own eyes.
He was just creating and enhancing his religion.
It did not occur.
Dun, dun, dun.
Religious tensions, you can cut it with a knife.
I can't attest one way or the other. Hey, I declared on Gandhi, happen. Yay! It looks like Shaka thinks he's going to be settling across the river. He just sent a settler into the water.
Right across the river to the other side?
Yeah, he's not going to get out. He's not going to be able to land anywhere.
Oh, God.
I think he's probably trying to land on the coast south of Hong Kong.
Yeah, actually, yeah, between Hong Kong and St. Pete is a spot.
I'll bet that's where he's going. Shaka's plotting against Steve.
Are you proposing these ludicrous peace offers because you're hoping I'll accidentally click on the accept?
He's trying to stop you.
Are you still asking for all the cities?
No, I moved it down to just one city. I just want Vancouver, which he just took anyways, and it's a city state, so.
When are you going to demand to release Vancouver in the peace?
I want to see Dino get wiped out by this guy because it would be really funny.
So you're taking sides in this war?
No, I just think it would be really funny if he came back and killed him.
My. The war's kind of getting stalled a bit by the terrain and the wall's missionaries.
I was about to say, you have something to do with it.
He's just a peacekeeper, guys.
Yeah, he's losing a ton of gold, and I'm getting a ton of gold, so...
So when I march on Hong Kong, you're going to throw your gold over the walls, my soldiers, and hope it hurts them?
Probably.
Well, first of all, it's not going to be following your religion. You know, there's the
yes, which
there
is
right
why
there.
I need to free hey, Dan, those noble Queen Xenaites from the evil dictator.
Oh, shit,
start
I am?
Wars on false pretenses.
Sorry.
Chris, you do realize your missionary wall is doing nothing anymore, right?
Yeah, Captain. I'm starting to spread again. Does that scout by my capital? How many moves left?
No, it does not.
Job thing.
Hey, you're blocking my fishing boat in.
It's on auto-explore. It's looking all over the map.
It's been blocking my fishing boat for the past 5 turns.
Uh-huh.
How is that? It's on auto. I can't believe it's just stayed there for 5 turns.
Chris, you need to declare war on Dan. It's the only
it's
way
moved
to
around
it.
And it's been moving through the coast, but I can't go through the coast because civvy units and military
declare
units.
Declare war on
just...
it, and then the open
yeah,
war.
No,
war.
Come on.
Don't listen to Canis.
I think war is an obvious solution.
War is the only solution.
Now that you have alerted me to the situation, it is no longer on auto explore. I will manually move there to wait next turn.
He's now just going to leave it there and piss you off. Declare
like
war and get this over with.
Not right now, thanks.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pandrig can't steal from Moscow because we've completely eclipsed them in technology. I guess I'm going to have to send him somewhere else.
Probably.
Oh, well, I'm going to take Moscow in a few turns anyway. He might not have finished.
We take the city in PvP and then immediately oof.
Well, in general, if you take a city, you're going to wind up oofing.
Yeah, that was over there eventually.
Okay, Shock is the most powerful army.
Yeah, by
Light. How the hell am I third?
Army the entire game.
They tend to do that. They just...
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, my God. I'm in
I'm
last.
Not, yeah, I'm definitely not questioning that. I'm trying to understand how I'm third when I haven't constructed a military unit in many, many turns.
You know, Exus, you
well,
haven't
we
really done anything,
been fighting
right?
with each other how long
oh,
now?
Oh, you did.
Oh,
because,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You won't accept peace.
Oh, who's converting whose capital now?
Well, not my capital.
Steve, did you get any favorable terms for that beach?
No, I was going to lose. I was being attacked pretty well by Genoa here, and I had negotiate peace. Now I got crossbowmen. I've got to build up my army again.
Fair enough.
And it got some pretty good producing cities, so it's not going to take long.
Okay, Uber, I'm going to do something. Please don't kill me.
Declare war on him?
Yeah, just to, you know.
Even have the ish?
Wait a minute.
He has some ish.
You people are like, oh, this will be so much fun. Let's declare war on each other. Meanwhile, like, my troops are getting slaughtered. I see how it is, guys.
Would you like me to help you?
Well, as long as you understand.
I was just kind of kidding around. It's really not that big of a deal.
I have had a war declared on me, just clarification.
Well, yeah, you're a defensive gun.
Defensive war.
I've offered peace multiple times, and he keeps not taking it, so...
Ludicrous demands.
Unjustified demands.
Ludicrous speed.
Minus 1,000.
No demands.
Unjustified demands. Minus 1,000 apiece.
Can't stand the heat. Stay out of the kitchen.
Why is the kitchen always on fire? This seems bad.
It's not, but the oven is hot.
People just not know how to cook. Apparently not.
No, they really don't.
First Congress of Ulundi. Oh, boy.
Duck in the house.
Yep.
Really?
Which one of you are supposed to actually
I was one turn away from Oxford at the printing press.
It's one of Steve's targets.
I was pretty close.
One of Steve's.
Oh, I'm not even close to attacking Shocker.
No, I know that. I'm pushing towards cannon so I could go after
Shocker. I think we're all working towards printing press at the same time.
I was going to get it next turn after I Oxforded.
No, see, I would have got it in 5 turns.
Normal research, I would have got it in 7. I guess
now Washington is on the other continent?
Yeah, and yep. Being a whore.
And you guys are too fighting each other to deal with him.
Yep.
He's got the Great Wall and Minutemen.
No, that
and his units are on my borders. I have a feeling I'm going to be eliminated from this game before it's over.
Well, you declared the war, problem. So, you know.
Yeah, when I was the leader in military.
Well, that just means you didn't do a good job of keeping up with it.
That just means you have a bunch of inferior units. It incorrectly weights a lot of things.
I repeat my earlier statement. If you can't stand the heat, don't stay out of the kitchen.
Don't stay out of the kitchen.
But it's
near a what? You shouldn't have declared war.
Don't let your mouth write checks that your ass can't cash.
If the game had not put two religious powerhouses next to each other, we wouldn't have had this problem.
Really? Like, that's not really a reason.
I don't know why Dino's so upset, because it wasn't even his religion.
He didn't even have a religion.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he made it clear which one he wanted.
But if you don't found a religion, it doesn't matter what you want.
That's when the other person can actually actively attempt to spread it to you. When they have enough faith return, they can get a missionary every turn.
And not only that, forward settle on my land, ally the city state that I say turn one that I'm going to take, and actively convert my city.
Allying a city state doesn't mean anything, because unless he actually defends the city state, it's just, you know, whatever.
I think the thing that bugged me the most was the forward settling one.
Yeah, when I saw that happen,
if
I was like,
if he did forward settle on
me to
begin with, it probably wouldn't be bothering me so much right now.
When I saw that happen, I was hoping it was going to be a forward to push into Washington, but it turned out not to be. Particularly when there was a nice spot, you know, northwest of Edinburgh, to pick up the, you know, the spare salts with the deer and the wine and everything that's there.
If he had beaten me to that spot, that place you're describing is where I would have settled that settler. But he didn't. I was actually more worried about Washington beating me to that spot. It's a lot closer to his capital than either of ours.
That's why, you know, when I saw the settler coming out, I started moving units in response to him. Thankfully, he backed off and has just kind of backfilled everything behind him.
He seems to have stopped building units, and now all he does is build wonders.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does. In fairness, capital's a production powerhouse.
In game number one, shall we take a break at the end of this turn?
I agree. I was just going to ask for a bathroom break, so yes, let's.
Okay.
Chris?
Oh, well,
really?
I failed, Dad.
Are you trying to tease it off or be serious?
Are we teasing?
Oh, I'm serious.
I think he's trying to give all his cities to Chris.
I think I'm talking to Dino, yeah. I'm trying to see, is this cheese or what?
Yes, it's cheese.
That's the city that Izzy wants.
Also, if he loads you down with a bunch of cities, your happiness is going to tank so hard.
I have plus 35.
It's still going to tank hard.
Don't reward the bad behavior.
Says the guy who started the war.
I didn't start the war.
You didn't start the fire either.
You declared war on me, took my city, and lied about why.
That's Candace, not Dino.
Yeah, that's not me. That's
Dino, no talking.
That's Dino.
Oh.
That's okay. I'm usually mistaken.
I offered you peace about 12 times.
And you rejected my counter offers. I am negotiating in good faith.
So what am I going to do with this button? Am I just going to leave this here or what?
Yeah, just leave it. Ignore it.
No.
Go about your day.
But it's with regards to the value being asked for, it's actually quite sensical.
Yeah, but do you want to get involved in a bunch of shit? Or do you
maybe you should ask the other belligerent what will happen if that deal goes through.
And if what would happen if the deal goes through happens, then there's, you know, a city-state with, like, twice his army that's just going to march into his territory.
Allegedly, it is a city-state.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got not going to get anywhere.
City-state's going to suck at the whole
You won't get anywhere because of that city-state's army.
Well, it won't stop him from killing Dino, so...
No, but I'm fine.
This is true.
You know what will stop me from killing Dino? Dino accepting my peace offer.
Izzy, jokes on you, I don't have Turo anymore.
I was offered it for the princely sum of 4 gold per turn.
So when his capital gets killed, what happens?
Fine. Who cares?
I'm kind of curious what would happen if I took this deal. Because Izzy proposed to take the city in his deal to me.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah,
that's point.
The last time I made an offer that became invalid, it said my offer became invalid, but are you still seeing the offer on your table?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if the whole game breaks, we'll know.
Yeah, we'll find that incredibly quickly.
It doesn't sound like your game is going anywhere anyway.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
Not really.
Washington is running away with us, and Gandhi is proving to be...
Can we wait for the other two to get back before we do this?
Well, you have to wait for the meeting.
Okay.
Get everybody on board with a potentially game-breaking bug.
Something like that, yeah. Do you want to try and see if it works? Because I'm the only one who has to end my turn now. Because Dan has apparently pressed the button. So
just FYI, if the peace deal goes through and I get my money but not my city, I'm getting my city anyway. Just so you know.
Okay, that's fine. You have, you know, you do have half the continents of city states to worry about as well. Just FYI.
Oh yeah, no, city states.
Dino had that same bravado beforehand, and now Dino is, you know, really lost his ability to talk trash.
No, he can still talk trash.
He can still talk.
Nothing stopping him from talking trash.
Yes, free speech is one of the tenets of the one true religion.
I didn't get to wreck enough face. I'm disappointed.
So are the other people in our team?
Picked the wrong face to wreck.
I'm not talking. I am not Dino.
Oh, why did I not tell you two apart?
I don't know.
They sound so different. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. You're listening to everyone. How can you not tell?
My voice is not nasal.
No, I'm aware mine is. And there's nothing I can do about it, so.
Nothing wrong with it. That's just annoying. How your voice is described. Like, mine is described as high-pitched.
I can have a very girly voice when I want one.
All right, I'm taking a guess the other two may not necessarily be back yet.
Dan always tells you when he's back.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, I want to ask the other two if they're okay if I hit the accept button to see what happens, because it might potentially break the game.
Just do it.
Eh.
Nobody's gonna care.
Yeah, we don't care. If the game breaks, what do you do?
Not the first time.
I don't want anybody to be mad at me.
We won't. Just press the fucking button.
As long as you're trying to break the game, you might as well spend some of that gold I demanded too.
Regardless of the fact that I declared war on a fellowship. But you know, no baking.
No, don't spend the gold because that'll make it invalid.
Oh, yeah. Just press see if you can take the offer.
Just press it. If we break the game, tough shit.
Yeah.
Pressing button in 3.
Where's the goddamn button?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just do it.
1.
Oh, press
no longer valid.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't do a check.
That was the correct result.
So it does make a check.
It's not the fun result, but it's what the game is supposed to do.
Dan missed it.
Dan misses everything.
I keep giving Dan these brilliant chances to step in and say, well, I did see it, but he never says it because he's too busy doing whatever he does.
Too busy pooing.
So did the second war start?
I don't know. We'll see.
Please don't war again. You're ruining everything.
What?
I don't care. Honestly. If it happens, it happens.
Just somebody declare war on Dan.
If that happens because, you know, we're taking the piss
sort of thing, then
it happens.
Oh my gosh,
you all
should declare war on Dan. Yeah, everybody declare on Dan just to see what happens when he shows back up.
That depends.
Everyone pull a rough
five.
That depends.
Look, even Mackie's interested in this.
Depends.
Oh, yeah.
I just
want to
hear if
we
actually
get
back.
Besides, aren't you guys all on the other continent or something? You'd be fine.
No, two of them were on his continent.
Anyway.
No, sorry, not two of them. One of them. Three.
Somebody
can just
pay
all the
AIs to declare war on him.
The map is called West versus East.
Yeah. You should band together and attack the... Okay, hang on.
Yeah, what? Come on.
Declare war bit now. Washington, no way to make it work.
But Shaka.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't even get Washington to declare war on Russia.
Shaka wants open borders, 5 iron, and 2 gold per turn. Yeah, go for it. Nothing.
Bribing Shaka is really easy. If you spawn next to him, getting him to declare war on other people is the only way to win on D&D.
Yeah, I get 12 iron.
I
can start
gold.
Playing. Actually, I got more than
I don't want anything to do with this anymore. Stop.
I have 16 iron around here. I can spare 5 easy.
Did you just make Shaka declare war on Dan?
Yeah.
I just made Shaka declare war on Dan.
Well, have you not been paying attention to this? No, okay. Nobody tell him
that we did, that you guys did it.
I think he'll notice. Shaka probably has a few units.
Yeah, no, but he won't know who did it.
Yeah. Now, no more talk about it.
Let him think he just rolled over the turn and Shaka did it on his own.
Oh, good point.
The turn did just roll over.
See? So, he rolled
over.
Yeah,
because he pressed the button before that.
Now stop talking about it or you'll get busted.
Look, just because, you know, Dino and Izzy and Chris are having the menage a trois of destruction doesn't mean you have to keep talking about it.
Well, that's going
to
be fun. The person with the highest military in the world is just... That's going to be an interesting fight.
Yeah, hopefully Dan can actually recover from this. I mean, geez.
Well, Dan has the most land, the most GNP, the highest drop yield.
Steve would have to deal with it, but Dan.
Oh, this is a nice thing to come back to. Shocking stuff,
yeah.
Yeah, Chris was just telling us, holy crap, dude, good luck.
Oh,
best
boy.
Big military in the world, just declared.
Well, now I'm actually kind of glad he refused my offer of friendship. He likes me because he has accepted Queen Xenaism.
Fine.
Okay, I don't like him anymore. He just plundered a trade route because I was sending it to Dan.
Wait, all of a sudden Shaka has declared on Izmir. Dino! Dino just bribed Shaka and declaring on Izzy. Wow.
Oh, I wish I was in that game right now to bribe
him. So how long before Dino's capital was taken?
Bribe everyone.
Not very long. Let's see.
It was easy too. I only had to give him 2 gold per turn.
My God, that guy is bloodthirsty.
He's like, hey, dude, I'll declare on anyone.
What do you expect when you have half maintenance?
Yikes.
Well, good luck that game.
Well, I mean, you do have an ally, but I'm kind of busy. I'll send my navy up there.
Okay,
I've
had some fun being at war with you.
Pick his units off from the coast. He's got a fair few enemies there.
Now.
Oh, Edinburgh's blockaded? Did whatchamacallit have a navy?
They must have.
It's not going to last very long. His navy consists of a trireme.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a god mode trireme or something.
Oh, Shaka! Wow, Shaka settled in between, right outside my capital. Wow.
Oh, wow, I just saw that.
Oh, that was a dick move. Man. It's got nothing to protect it, so I actually have 2 crossbowmen that can already hit it this turn, so yeah, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's going to take like 5-6 turns, or is that right, I think, from what
that
I see.
Is, wow, that's just lame.
First he declares on you, then he settles on you.
Oh, I may have underestimated the number of triremes he had.
Were there actually 2?
I'm going to say the over-under is 15.
If 15 triremes fit in that little stretch of water, I'd be surprised.
The Zulu are actually invading me. I can't believe this.
Hey, the Zulu are invading me too.
Yeah, they've got quite the navy and army sailing across this tiny strait. It's like impies and treads all over the place now.
Shaka solos the human players.
Yeah, he does.
It helps if the human players are killing each other.
You know, Izzy, I think your one goal should be to wipe out Dino before you get killed.
I'm not getting killed.
Dino's got the worst
we're coming for, yeah.
So then basically just wipe out Dino anyway.
Yeah, with spearmen, I just invented guns.
I made them.
Oh, well, you have decent science then, do you?
So it looks like I actually will be able to help you, Dan. He's committing a lot of resources to this invasion, and they're not going to set foot on my lands.
Yay, that will be helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, because Embark's units have terrible range defense.
Also, Dino, I want to thank you, too, seeing as how you brought Izzy into this war. This has been a weird twist.
What a twist!
Let's do the twist.
Waiting to attack Gandhi again. My peace treaty should be over shortly.
Oh, I see I'm going to have to deal with the passive-aggressive brigade again.
Seems like my borders are expanding into India. Because I have more culture or something?
Yeah, you could be taking more previously unclaimed tiles that are digging into... Oh, yeah. Frickin' the Indian capital. There's only... They've only got 1 hex. To the south, and then it's your border, yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's your culture per turn?
That much? 18?
Well, he's attacking my capital.
21. Oh, yes.
He's around
the
long way.
Yes, he is.
Now, I founded a citadel that was close to... Maybe that's what caused it to expand.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you that I'm very certain that Shaka will be taking Mecha, at least temporarily.
Later.
I'm a few turns off of chemistry, and I do have musket men. I just don't have that many of them, which is a problem. Plus, they're also not on that front. Mecha's going to get attacked this turn. It's going to...
This has been a very interesting game.
You could say that again.
It's been a very interesting game.
I don't know, between America in this game and the war between Dino and Izzy and now what Shock is doing, and we just want to...
This is
like,
Dan's I quit page.
Do we just... Collectively, we just want to say to hell with this. I mean,
As long as
everybody accepts the truth of Queen Xena.
All right, well, I may rage.
Oh, let's do that.
Just give it at least a few turns. See how it plays out.
Yeah, I want to tap into it again.
We'll see.
You're going to have lots of interesting material for this.
Oh, my God, Dan.
No, Dan, have you decided to leave now, or did you? Are you still here? Dan?
He's not here, man. I'm still here.
Oh, he's just...
Yes, you pressed the end turn, so...
Sitting there.
Why is Dan human?
Because he's being attacked by Shaka or something like that.
Oh.
Was it like last week or the 2 weeks ago where an AI declared on someone?
It happened.
Yeah, it was on day after.
Yeah, but this not too long ago as well.
Why is Shaka on a warring rampage?
Because
he's Shaka.
That's true. I think Izzy's going to beat me.
Is it because I have a superior military?
Maybe.
Or better technology? Or I'm following the one true religion?
Yeah, Dino's capital is probably going to fall here, yeah.
The Dino's is on our side.
Christina's declared on Dino.
Does Shaka have a coastal city I don't know about? Because his navy is out of control.
It's a micro war now.
Who did Shaka declare on now?
No, he didn't.
Chris declared on me.
Yeah.
Chris declared on Dino.
Because he wanted to snipe
the
capital.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Uber just said us trying to snipe the capital.
Yeah, he's sniping the capital. The passive-aggressive brigade has become the aggressive brigade. So that's two free cities he's gotten out of this war that Dino started.
Hey, Dino's doing the right side in the religious wars.
The right side looks like he died. That'll warn you to get involved in things.
Never.
My spies have news for you, Dino. Washington is secretly plotting against you.
Do you want to do that, Chris?
Those are my terms. Take them or leave them.
All right.
Okay.
And so, for peace, Dino gave up his one city that was not his capital to Chris.
Oh.
And then Dino lost his other city.
And then Dino's got one city left, his capital, yeah.
Don't you die.
Yeah.
This is why we don't PvP, because somebody gets wrecked.
Well, yeah, that's the point of PvP.
The only war I've declared is on Vancouver.
You're welcome. Okay, Izzy, are you doing anything?
Did anyone with moves left?
He's just going to draw this out as long as possible for maximum carnage.
Probably, but I don't think he has any troops movement left.
I'm fighting a war on two fronts.
He's dealing with Zulu now.
He's got a Stephanie coming, so he's probably going to try and...
Bye, Mecha. Settle.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. I don't know how to expect
it. But Dino is not dead. Dino is not dead because he settled on our side.
What? What do you mean?
He pulled an AI.
Yeah, he did. Oh.
I was just thinking he would do that. It's awesome.
I guess I don't really care.
I did send both of you guys over there a message that I was going to do that, too. And I sent everybody else a message I was going to do that.
Oh, and I had that screen closed. I didn't see it. There's no problem with me telling Izzy. No.
And I did it just in time, too.
Yeah.
I had like a split second to do it in.
That was very AI-ish.
Can't blame him for trying to survive.
So, Izzy, do you want to make
Shaka
now,
the best?
Since we're...
what are you offering?
Doesn't matter.
Anything left to offer. Damn. You know, you kind of took everything.
No, the war between the Celts and the Russians.
There's peace on this side of the world, anyway.
Oh, wow.
I'm not that side of the world anymore.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
I forgot about that.
You defected.
Oh!
All right, Dan, I'm coming to the rescue.
I'm going to try to see if I can hold them off here from any further advancements.
I'm like, this has probably been the most entertaining game of Civ I've played in a while.
In more ways than one.
You know what's even more funny about this entire thing? We had a religious war over the two religions on that continent, and now I follow Contourism.
Yeah. Even.
Which is great, because now you pissed off Chris for not following his religion anymore, so.
Yeah, it sounds like that's something you should fight over.
And
we captured so many cities. How is it just now two cities?
This is the one you took from the AI.
Oh, yes, I did take a city from Ashtaka.
Take a city from a player? Game doesn't give a shit. Take a city from the AI. Must ooze. Must teach you for attacking the AI. All this fishing is making me uncomfortable.
I seem to be stuck.
I think the game is borked. Good.
Oh, no, I'm just about to take India.
Oh, you are about to take the capital. But no, it has absolutely borked. On the ooze rollover, it's just... Nope, it's done.
Blurb. Stopped.
Yeah, I can't add anything to my queue.
My turn hasn't even turned over.
I'm still not back into the game, so...
Oh, that's why.
There's your problem. Dino's... You just kick Dino.
I was just, like, one turn from taking India.
Well, kick Dino.
I think you should be able to.
Yeah, if you have to kick me from the game, you have to kick me from the game. I mean, I should be out of the game anyways.
Well, you can try and come back.
In theory. Try to come back, but I'll bet if I kick you from the game now, it'll roll over. Let's at least try.
Yeah.
That's not like...
Try kicking me.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh! Damn, it just crashed.
It rolled over.
And now I have 15 caravels queued up because I was trying to click on it.
Okay, I'm good to quit now.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
What happened?
He has the highest score
India
now.
No.
I think this should just completely devolve into a full-on player versus players thing. Yep. Everyone kill everyone.
I'm already basically out of it.
Hey, Dan, free city.
Man.
Bring it, spirit-wearing bitch.
I could.
I am so happy I picked Canis' game.
Dan, the counter-invasion has begun.
I don't know. I think it would have been very fun to be in Dan's game. I would have had a field day in that game.
No, because chances are I would have like gotten attacked, and then I would have been pissy. Nobody likes a pissy XD.
Yeah, that's a dangerous
thing. So, is our game done then? Or
I don't think so.
Do you want to try adding me back in, or...?
You should be able to just right-click on Dan in Friends List and click Join.
Then again, there's not really anything I can do, so...
No, there isn't.
Hacky score!
Yeah.
What's the difference
between your score and Mackie's score?
Totally, for sure's on that. No.
Morgan.
Thanks anyway, Chris.
What?
Is that really what you think this is? As a matter of
what?
What happened?
Hell? You said you were.
How am I supposed to collect?
What happened?
So confusing.
I'm so...
I don't know if I should be saying it out loud. No, I'm sorry.
Do it.
I can't.
Do it.
I'm sorry.
You have to tell us because we need to know.
Oh,
he's telling you to declare on Dino, aren't you?
No. I'm going to say, Chris, do you mind?
I go off.
No, you don't mind, do you?
No.
Mind what?
Saying out loud what you tried to get me.
I tried to pay him 15 gold per turn to declare on Izzy, and then 36 gold per turn.
Seeing as how Izzy is actually landing troops to help with frickin' Zulu,
he's killing me.
Xena is loyal to her allies.
That would have been, honestly, if I had done that, that would have been such a douchebag thing to do. I would have rightly deserved being wiped from the map if I had agreed to that shit.
It would have been the perfect thing considering the way this game went. It would have been the perfect ending.
It would have been.
Oh, Steven's declared on Izzy!
Wow.
Apparently, Steve likes 15 gold per turn for war declarations.
Steve, are you
I've made a good offer.
I must.
And Ofri couldn't refuse.
I must admit that Steve is not in peril of Shaka, or quite frankly, Izzy right away, for that matter. I would have been in peril of both of them. One is bad enough.
Are we quitting now, I'm assuming?
You think so.
I think
I have not defeated all of my enemies yet.
Someone has to declare war.
I would not be able to sustain my lead, so I'm pretty sure this is Izzy's game.
I think so, too.
But it's good that at least all the AIs were on the bottom.
As they usually are.
I'm an AI now.
That's true. Let's end this. We're done.
I gotta say, this
Queen
is,
Zena is victorious.
This has got to be one of the funniest games that you guys have ever played.
Shaka declared war on Steve.
Oh my god, I'm right for that.
Shock has declared war on Kevin.
It's Shock's game.
Here's the thing, I think Shaka still likes me. Because he doesn't really care about being at war with somebody.
I contacted Shaka. Is it not time we ended this war?
Shaka has declared war on India, too.
Oh, he wants three of my cities, but still he'd actually talk to me. A Shaka has declared war on Gandhi. Shaka has declared war on
the game has gone nuts.
No, and I'm pretty sure I can conquer him, too.
Dan, and everyone else, thanks for a good game.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You guys had an amazing game. It was so much fun to not be involved.
Yeah, man.
Queen Zena is always a fan favorite.
I had the human score lead for most of the fucking game.
And now you don't.
And then Shaka happened and took one of the two capitals. Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, real. I was about to liberate it. I think I have the fortune to see this.
Bet.
Record date April 18th, 2015. Civilization 1 and Civilization 2 clips, copyright Microprose. Civilization 3 clips, copyright Infogrames. Civilization 4 and Civilization 5 clips, copyright Take-Two Interactive.
Dan, go back and listen to the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's right. You were away for a while. Something. You missed some funny jokes while you were away.
One of the best.
There was more silly
the entire night.
Yeah.
Copyright Civilized Communication at CivCon.net.